You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You are now listening to In Detroit Podcast, only on Podcast Detroit Network. Watch us live on Facebook at In Detroit Podcast or download the Podcast Detroit app. And if you want in on the convo, give us a call in Studio One at 248-579-5295. Now here's your host, T. Thomas, Robert Courtney, and Doris Haig.
Welcome, welcome. It is another Thursday here, and Doris didn't want to come.
I did not.
Just to say that, just to throw that out there at the beginning of the show.
I tried to cancel the show. I tried to get people to come on the show, and Torian just wanted to be on the show. But isn't it kind of funny? It's 45, and we have a black guy, we have a white girl, and we have a Mexican. Well, you're Mexican, too.
Well, I'm Mexican. I'm, like, super white, but I am Mexican.
And I'm an idiot. And I'm Arab.
So we got a lot of confusion going on, so it reminds you
of... We got variety.
So it's variety. We should dedicate this show to the White House.
Let us come for a tour?
Try to send me to Mexico, Trump.
Right.
I will not go.
They'll be like, she's too white, send her back.
She don't belong here.
I want to go to Mexico.
I want to go to Mexico, too. I just don't want to stay.
Nah, I don't want to stay. I want to go.
I had the best experience in Mexico with my family.
Did you?
Like, they... Like, grew up, like, again, next to the Jose Cuervos.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they really did. And it was like,
the man that named them on the podcast, huh? Come call in.
Seriously. The man that named the margarita, a beautiful woman, walked into his bar one night and he made her a Jose Cuervo and called it a margarita.
I don't know if that's like
I don't know. I think that was a commercial.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it on a commercial.
But no, seriously. And they have Chuck E. Cheese in Mexico.
They do?
They do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really?
And I was
is it called
how do you
Chuck,
say
e
Chuck E. Cheese?
Cheese
in Spanish.
Chuck E. Cheese, and the only thing they had when you walked in, I remember, it was like a rocket ship, and it just went up, it went down, and then you get out. And I was so pissed that Chuck E. Cheese did not speak English. I'm like,
what did you?
Who are you?
It's Mexico.
Yeah. I thought it was
know your audience.
Only one Chuck E. Cheese, and no. I'm like, why are you here? And you like you don't understand me. I'm like, you have failed
as
yourself as a person.
That's horrible. If Chuck E. Cheese is in Mexico, I would expect Chuck E. Cheese to speak Spanish.
I would, too, because it's Mexico.
Right. I mean, it's like, if he's in Germany, I'd expect him to speak German. Like, I mean, he's, you know, Chuck E. Cheese is worldwide. You think Ronald McDonald only speaks English?
No.
Come on now. Ronald McDonald.
There's only one Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God. That's like, okay. All
like,
right.
I'm the only Wonder Woman. I mean, that's,
okay.
That's right. Clear.
Cool. All right. All right. Cool.
Moving along.
Right. Right. So, anyway, I can't believe you said
that. I feel
that.
Like our live is, like, way too far. Can you guys even hear? And I can't even see.
They probably can't
glasses.
Hear anything that we're saying right now.
I got to check.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should go put a pair of earphones by the microphones and just put it on the phone and let it rest.
Don't do that.
And she's like, would it work?
No.
Is that how we're supposed to do this? Jessica Jones.
Torian.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good.
I
got a new place.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm moving in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When are you moving in?
I already moved most of my stuff, and I was moving some stuff today.
What's the worst part of moving?
All of it. Literally all of it. Moving it, unpacking it, buying shit. Bought a lot of shit.
Do you think you buy more shit that you don't need when you move?
No, I think I'm just like, this is getting really expensive, and now I have to go buy cleaning products and paper towel and toilet paper for my house, and I'm like,
best place to go to?
Where?
Dollar store.
Yeah,
dollar
I was going to actually do that for the cleaning products, for sure.
And Aldi.
Aldi?
Aldi is like...
Oh, I haven't gone
Doris
there.
Doris is in love with Aldi. No, but I'm going to tell you, Doris got some chips, some
you know
Doritos, like the knockoff Doritos.
Yeah.
And they're like, the cheddar ones are the fucking best Doritos
really?
I've ever had in my life.
All right, I'm going to hit up Aldi because somebody was telling me they have like $2 Aldi wine that is like made by like regular wine companies. They're doing kind of, I guess, what Costco is doing.
Okay,
you
like
know?
Their own brand of shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it's a Germany-based company. So Costco. The way that they said that they save money so
is
that
it?
They can cut. Yeah, it's Germany-based.
I didn't know
and
that.
And the way that they cut costs
German-based?
Is
German-based?
One, Germany.
German-based company.
Okay. I mean, they're not still Nazis,
but,
you know.
You know, but the one, the
I
two things
think,
that
anyway.
They help out with for cost
them.
Is if you get a cart, you have to put 25 cents in.
Oh, yeah,
it means
yeah.
that nobody steals carts, so they don't have to pay for more carts. Like, to, that's a purchase. they don't have bags. You have to bring your own bag, so that's why it's even cheaper.
They give you boxes though, right? If you don't
yeah.
have a bag.
Yeah, yeah. There's yeah. boxes that you can grab. But
people legit steal carts too. I was driving down Woodward Heights the other day in Ferndale, and this person like on the part of the lawn that's like next to the curb or whatever, they had three shopping carts there, and I'm like, what the?
Why
really?
Would you steal a shopping cart though?
They stole three. Not just one.
Like, what are you going to do with these three cut shopping carts that you just stole from the store?
Oh, I guess they use them and then put them on the curb.
My apartment
yeah.
is like the freight elevator. So like people who get groceries because you have a garage and then you have to go up to like third, fourth floor.
Right.
Yeah. They have shopping carts. And I look that at it. Sense. It's like yeah. CVS. Yeah. It's like all yeah. these other like different places.
They stole it from right next door
yep,
at the CVS. They
were just like, I'm going to bring it here.
No yeah. shame.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, somebody had some sense though. They're like, you know what? I'm sick of getting on a fucking elevator, holding all these damn bags, and then getting off and then yeah. walking down the hall. You know what? I'm stealing this fucking cart. I'm taking this with me. I don't care. You don't pay for a quarter. You don't pay a quarter at CVS. But at all, I can see all these are usually out somewhere where you – it's not around anywhere. Where
people, dude, like, yeah, you can't just run down the block yeah, with it. And if you are, you're on somebody else's block with a shopping cart.
Yeah, and yeah. like, what the fuck is this
and
guy doing?
It's like – stuff that I would get for like $200, I would get for $40. Like,
really?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm trying to save money, so I'm going to start shopping.
And
at
I've
Aldi.
Been doing it for a while. It's been years that I have been.
Aldi's.
All right. But right. we got to talk today. About because we lost a lot of minutes of the show.
Right.
Which Torian wanted to have the show, and then we're 22 minutes late, but that's okay.
Makes the show cheaper.
So.
No, it doesn't.
Like, no, it doesn't. It's the same
sponsor
price.
Us. We need sponsors. But yeah. so driving Aldi's. Here, I had like an aha moment. I was listening to 105.1, which is like
the best.
Old, yes, the yeah, old.
Because I hear Tupac and Biggie yeah. on it all the time and I get all excited.
And, you know, I just thought about this kind of thing. I was like, and I told Torian, I'm like, you got to find a guest. We like text people and call people and people got back to us.
Yeah, they
it
absolutely
was just
did.
Too late
yeah, it was...
for that to happen. And I was like, all right, let's do this damn show. So one of the things I had an aha moment about is like, what is relatable towards everybody? And the one thing that's relatable towards everybody, and Sherry Richards, which we love Sherry, who's amazing human being. She's like, I'm about to crack open some champagne because I just got a good deal. And I'm like, alcohol.
I think-
basically everybody that likes it and everybody that usually doesn't drink it liked it too much at some point.
Yeah.
So
you know what? So this is my thing about alcohol. If you legalize alcohol, you got to legalize marijuana too. Why? Agreed. Because I say this. Alcohol, people really fuck some shit up on alcohol.
Oh my God, yeah.
Now,
every time I've been in trouble,
yes.
alcohol was involved.
Probably, yes. Just about every single time I've been in trouble, alcohol was probably involved, mm-hmm. right? Or every time I did something that was almost like, how the fuck did I survive
that? You
that?
Wouldn't normally do, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to allow people to drink a substance that's going to get you that fucked up to have you doing stupid shit because everybody gets fucking stupid on alcohol. You might as well let them smoke some weed, right?
Yeah, nobody like gets wasted and drives through someone's front no. porch because they smoked a doobie.
They
like,
get wasted and waste all the fucking gas sitting in the driveway.
Right. Like, you don't like get into an altercation yeah, with somebody right. and start thumping one another.
Oh,
no. You're too high. You're just like, whatever.
Yeah. So, and I started thinking about it more because I'm like, I am the type of person I drink at night. I love to have a drink at night. Even when shit is going crazy, I will drink. A lot of spiritual people drink and because they want to numb kind of their self when they have anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started thinking about it.
Alcohol has the opposite effect for me.
Does it make you more angry?
I mean, if I drink a lot of it, yeah, and someone really makes me mad.
Does
yeah.
it matter what kind of alcohol? Does it like light or dark make you feel a certain way? Or is it like...
It's definitely dark liquors for whatever
I
reason.
Think most people feel like dark liquor is a bad motherfucker.
I don't know why it like
that?
Has that effect. You yeah. know, whiskey is like... Mm-mm.
See, and
like
I'm
in
the
mass
opposite.
Amounts.
When I have
got to be mass.
When I have whiskey, like, yeah. I am like,
you want a party, right?
I'm like, go door, you know. But there's like the light that like will affect me like completely, and so I started thinking more is that like I have talked people when they were addiction, like having alcohol and breakdowns. I helped them out. I worked with them. I'm like, I have no judgment from it. No judgment. Okay, you're just going through some shit. You're having right. a bad day. I've also talked down people who have been chaotic and crazy during the day, all day long, 7 days a week, that are crazy.
That are drunk or just going on some shit?
Just naturally crazy shit.
That shit.
And so when I think of alcohol, too, I don't think it's a good thing. I'm not saying that because I think that it's very money, government kind of type thing that like they make money. Yeah. Like cigarettes.
I mean,
like alcohol.
It can
and then
be
weed.
If you have like a glass of red wine, that's not bad for you.
No,
you know.
No,
but
no,
if
no.
you have like a couple bottles,
if you have about
340s,
then you know shit.
And if you're doing it, so in alcoholism is like they say, there's like everybody that's different. I've known people who've went on 3 day or 3 week benders every single day, morning, afternoon, evening.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
And some people will be like, oh, that's, I'm not like that. And then there's people who drink every single night that has to have a drink. Or there's people who are really like all day, every day. Like, what's that show, Shameless? With Frank,
oh, yeah. I love that
like
show.
Drinking every single day. And it's like everybody has all these like where you should be, right? And then you have your extremist that's like no alcohol, no nothing. Right. You're a bad person. You have to be sober. And then you have like the Torians of the world that will drink and he's cool. He's fine.
I'm cool.
Whatever. And then he'll fall asleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So with alcohol, that was the one thing I was thinking about is
I don't usually just fall asleep. I usually get pretty hype sometimes, but I'm cool. You know, I'm for the
yeah,
most part.
Yeah, you're calm today. Yeah, usually you're not, hyper.
Yeah, I'm usually you know. Like, you know.
But and you know what? But alcohol is one of those things I want to talk about because I've been going through it. And again, with all my coaching and everything, people are like, well, I'm going through this. I'm going through this energy. There's been shifts. Like I want to let go of stuff. Like people are pissing me off. And people are drinking because to numb their self.
Right.
So. That's the question I have is like, okay, so if you're good all the time,
right,
and you're making, you help people.
Like a functioning alcoholic?
No, just a regular person.
Okay. But does this regular person drink alcohol every day on a daily basis?
Maybe. Right. Maybe you do.
Okay.
But if you're doing that and then you drink at night and you act like what you said, an asshole.
Right.
Or
right.
a jerk. Is it just
which
you,
one's worse?
Is it you like not having the receptors that you're used to having and being an asshole because you're just you don't have like this block anymore and it's your true feelings?
Well, I
and why do people? Why can people judge you because of that?
Okay, so I think there's differences. Like I was prescribed Xanax for anxiety for like I think it was 8 or 10 years, and I just stopped taking it recently. Mm. So I noticed. Like when you drink on that stuff, you black out after like 4 or 5 drinks. Now that's not an issue, you know, but when you black out, for me, it was like lights out. And when I was like an asshole from it, like I didn't mean any of the stuff I like said.
But did you
know? No,
right.
I really, really
say,
didn't.
Say
but did you?
Well, sober mind.
Like. But did
okay,
you?
Was so it there's a difference.
Like
things
suppressing.
That I would be sort of upset about like during the day would be like amplified by like 10 and it would be like 10 times more extreme,
right,
you know,
right.
more extreme than like I normally
so
cared about it.
You meant it, but you just have you're very passionate about it at the moment when you're drunk. Like, you're like, oh, motherfucker.
I mean, but some stuff that I like said, like I really, really didn't mean.
Right.
So I don't even know where like that even came from because it wasn't anything that was sitting
but
on my mind.
You?
No,
but
I'm 100%
I'm
positive that I did not mean it, you know.
But
so there's a difference.
Saying.
There were some things that like I meant. But not to that extreme. And there's some things I'm like, I literally have no clue where that even came from. So, but I've noticed when Chris blacks out, like he does the same thing. And it's like a mix of sometimes yeah. it's stuff that he really doesn't mean. And sometimes it's stuff like he definitely means, you know?
Right.
Well, and that's the crazy part is that there is no filter. And I had a class.
It's like the car's driving, but nobody is behind the wheel, basically.
And you're right.
So
and,
it's lights out.
And when I do like soft skills training or like I help people, I'm like, mm-hmm. get into your subconscious. Like anything that pisses us off.
Right.
It's just because of our own energy that we're holding on to that maybe sometimes we suppress.
Right.
Is alcohol is that way of letting things go. And I notice
right.
a lot of people who are that, I don't want to say Trump supporters or that, but those
liberal motherfuckers.
Those,
go ahead.
But the very strong people that their life is in control, they got everything in order, right, even during the day.
None of them do.
Oh my God, you're being weak. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And it's like, you're being weak for a moment. And if you notice, and anybody who drinks or anything, I mean, it's something to ask. Do you notice the people who judge you for drinking are the people that either have a past energy or hurt or pain towards alcohol? And the ones that don't judge you, that sit there, like I've done with a lot of people, have sat there when they were like incoherent. And I'm like, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm listening. Why can I listen and why can't you? And what is the difference of any type of energy that you have a different kind of like whatever view on it?
Right.
But why are you judging me on something that maybe I'm weak at or maybe I like or maybe it's helping?
I am so confused right now. So
you're asking maybe you're saying because you drink that you don't judge people as harshly, but people who don't drink judge people really harshly, and you wonder what the difference is? Or?
Not don't drink. The people that drink judge are the most harsh.
Probably because they're seeing something in you that they've done before.
Yeah, you know, themselves.
Like everybody who drinks, and I mean, at some point in your life, basically everyone's done it to excess, you know, and you've probably blacked out and done some shit you kind of regret. So it probably brings them back to like when they did that and they were so upset or like embarrassed with themselves. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, I don't do that anymore. So now it's my turn to like sit here and judge you because people judge me.
Maybe they honestly think they're trying to save you.
Or, yeah, maybe they're trying to help you. So I guess it'd be two things.
Yeah, but it could be either way.
If you drink, and again, that's the same thing as like, what's an alcoholic? It's like,
an alcoholic,
drinking in 3 weeks, drinking on the weekend, drinking. What is an alcoholic?
I mean, I feel like an alcoholic is someone that quit and went to a meeting. I'm not a quitter. I'm not a fucking quitter. I'm going to make it happen, baby.
Yeah.
All the way
Alcoholics
through.
Go to meetings.
That's
I'm
right.
drunk.
And I'm that's right. There's a difference there. A drunk doesn't go to meetings. Alcoholics, they go to meetings and shit.
But you said it right, is that judgment is a really, you know, that's one thing I teach all the time is that if something aggravates you, it's just something in yourself that is pissing you off. Yeah. It's pissing you off is because even if I do drink, and I'll do that, anybody will know, I have not been a perfect person. But sometimes
nobody's
it's
perfect.
Shit that I need to get out that I don't do in my waking life because I don't want to hurt that person or I don't want to be mean or I don't want to whatever. And then all filters are gone and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna tell you as it is.
Well,
but if I
maybe instead of drinking, you should just read the book of The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. There you go. There you go.
They're not our sponsor anymore.
I know. I know. But
I mean, that I was actually thinking yesterday, I'm like, I really need to listen to that book.
Yeah.
Because right now, like, I care about way too much. And I'm kind of obsessing about everything. So I need to, like, dial it back. Just because I think when people are stressed out, they worry about basically everything. And it just ends up adding to your stress and making it worse. And you just need to, like, take a beat.
It's because we're adults now, right? And as an adult, you want to be in control. Right. And you got to be in control of everything. And then you start to realize you're not in control of really too much.
Not
you know
a damn
saying?
Thing. Literally anything can happen.
Right. So I used to be like, oh, your battery's low.
Gosh darn it. I
need a new phone.
Yeah. You need a charger.
I'm pretty sure my phone's tapped.
But so I think that, you know, as a kid, like I know for me, I always felt like I cannot fucking wait to be an adult.
Oh my God, I wanted to grow up so bad. We were in such a rush, me and my sister. We were like lying to people, boys telling them we were like 18, we were like 15 because we had a ton of makeup on and looked like hoes.
I just wanted to be, I just wanted to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do.
Well, yeah, you don't want to listen to your parents.
Yeah, and you know, not even listen to my mom, but like I used to be one of those kids that if you told me that you want, like we're going somewhere, let's go right now.
Right.
Like, I want to go everywhere.
Right.
So I was like, I can't wait until I'm old enough to have my license and I can get a car.
And I don't gotta wait on anybody to take me nowhere.
Yeah. I don't even want anywhere to live. I just want to go. Just all the time, just be going somewhere. But I mean, as an adult, you realize the older you get, like you have less and less control over certain things.
Absolutely.
And when you start to have children or you start to become responsible for people, and you realize like, damn, you know, you could speak and say as much as you want to say, but you have no control over that person. Really, in reality, you really don't.
But what if you don't have kids? like, you don't have the responsibility. Still, you could do whatever the hell you want.
But at some point, you're going to date. You can't control what that person does.
It's even worse.
You know, you can't control what your friend does, what your mom does, what your sister does.
Yeah.
You can't control, like, what happens at your work. If, you know, funds don't end up coming in, you get laid off. You can't control that.
No.
And Devon, you're laid off. That's
why. And it's like, so, and what do you, and as an adult, that's frustrating. It's like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Like, all this shit that I do so that I can be in control of someone, right. You know, it doesn't even fucking matter, really,
well,
right?
And the stressful thing is like, okay, we're adults, so we have all this responsibility.
Right.
And we have to worry about all these things, but we have control over basically nothing, you know?
That sucks.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
And that was the whole point of rushing to grow up, is that we could control what happened.
Right.
You can't control shit.
Right. And so, I mean, if that's that would be my advice to my younger self, if I ever met my younger self, was like able to tell him some advice. Like, you don't control shit. Nothing when you become an adult.
Also, see, I enjoy being young because soon enough, like, you're going to be worried about bills and a car payment and a house payment and a career and everything else. Just go be a kid, have fun, and stop being in such a rush to grow up. And because also, you know what? When you get older, you're going to miss being able to do whatever the hell you want.
And you had more control, right?
We had more control when we were kids than we actually do now. That is the
super ironic and shitty thing about it.
And it's kind of crazy is that alcohol, when you drink alcohol, it's kind of like your kid self. Like, we see when Robbie's here.
Mm-hmm.
Little Robbie, he's unfiltered. He's raw. He just says it as it is.
That's basically a drunk person. Yeah.
Basically a drunk person. And as we get older, we're not supposed to say that. That's going to hurt somebody.
Absolutely,
it's
going
to offend it. I feel like a lot of people who drink too, and I do too, is sometimes you're just raw and unnatural.
Right.
Or natural. I don't know. It could be either or. But when someone judges you based on being who you are, that's how you can find out who's there for you.
Yes.
Who judges you.
Right.
And who supports you, because you are being unfiltered.
I don't like that though. I like that fact that when people say, like, you're not a judgy person, because that's impossible.
Everybody judges.
Yeah, you know,
it's just, there's different degrees of it.
It's just a different degree of judging. Now, while we're talking about being in control and just doing it, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, okay.
Right, my guy.
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay. So you don't know what's going on?
No, I've been deep in work and moving and stuff.
The being an adult.
Yeah.
And not the being in control.
And being, being everything totally is out of my control.
Right.
All of it.
So
that was yesterday.
So Kaepernick is the spokesperson for Nike's Just Do It campaign, their 30th anniversary.
Oh, okay, good.
And there are a lot of people that are butthurt about that shit. Right?
Why?
And they're butthurt because they feel like, you know, well, you're a football player. You lost your job because, you know, you disrespected the flag and all this. He didn't disrespect the flag. Man, it's so many
people.
Different levels, you know, of argument that people have against Kaepernick.
Right.
And like the commercial, if you look the commercial up, the commercial is so dope. And really is Kaepernick talking about all the things that people, it's basically how you become an adult and all the things that people tell you you can't do, right? So he goes through all these different modes of, like, all these athletes. He said, you know, like, they had this one, the one football player who was missing a hand. He's got one hand. He's like, if you're going to be born with only one hand, you know, and you like football, don't be a good football player. He's like, don't go watch football. Be a good football fan. Go play it and play it at the highest level. And this dude's like a pro football player. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you're a little girl from Compton, don't just be a tennis player. Be the greatest tennis player ever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's Serena Williams. You know, and it's all these different people that were part of the Just Do It campaign that he's talking about. You know, don't just be, you know, what people think you can be. Be the best ever at it, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't believe, and if you're going to stand up for something, you should be willing to risk everything for it, right?
Mm-hmm. So talk about, just so people that don't know, what happened about the whole Nike thing.
So people are going, really, it's just a bunch of white folks, liberal folks, right? Like, and they're really, like, super...
No, just say what happened, though.
They're burning Nike
No,
shit,
but
right?
What happened?
Seriously?
Like, why did they...
Yes.
What did it start with?
What do you mean?
If people don't know, if
Nikes
they never...
Nikes are expensive. Why are you burning them?
Yeah.
But for people who don't know ad...
What? Oh, it's
they didn't see the ad.
Oh, yeah. So I don't have the ad right
now. It's okay. We can put it up.
Yeah. So we'll put the ad up on the... what you call it. But what is, I forgot what the ad says. If you stand for something or, you know, just, you're willing to risk everything.
Is it an ad or is it a commercial?
It's a commercial. And it's, I mean, it's an ad. You know, he's a spokesperson. But I think people were really upset about it. And they start burning Nike shit. And they're like, we're not supporting Nike. Now, my question is this. Do you think Nike is really upset about some people that fucking live, you know, and they shop at bargain shopping shit and get $30 pairs of Nike? Curtis said that. Curtis said it. Do you think they really care about somebody who's buying a $30 pair of Nikes? Or do they care about the person that's standing in line overnight to get a $300 pair of shoes and sell them out in one day?
Right. That's who Nike really cares about. Right. I mean, people are going to buy Nike anyway because they're some of the best.
So, and somebody posted on Facebook that Nike stock is actually up.
Yeah, I believe that. Because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. And it's like, really, it's like, so, I mean, do you think that hasn't affected their stock? It hasn't affected their bottom line. So, I mean, who cares? And then, by the way,
More money because people are obviously buying more Nike stock.
And nobody gives a shit about some shit that you burned that you bought.
We have a question. Right.
The only body that loses there is you. Now you got to go get yourself new pairs of shoes.
Exactly.
You're a dumbass.
We have a question. It says, like Shannon Sharpie said, I don't know who Shannon Sharpie is, but when are people going to boycott the Catholic Church for harboring molesters? And Anita...
Like, never.
Nobody burning Jordans.
Hasn't happened yet. Kids have been getting molested and raped by priests for...
Right.
ever.
And you know what? That's really true. It's like, why do we have to burn shit?
Right. We wear Hugo Boss suits like that ain't shit. And it's fucking... They used to make the Nazi suit.
Why do we have to burn something that we don't
apparently
agree with?
Adults like wasting their money and having hissy fits.
Yeah.
And they like to do it in groups. Yeah. So... Book burning, shoe burning really anything.
I wear in size buildings, 8 and a half. Whatever.
They supported Give Donald Trump. Shoes. He's fucking up the White House.
Give me your shoes. I mean, if you want to burn them, some stuff in I wear 8 and a half. Give it to me.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. If you have a size 7 and they're brand new, just give them to me. Don't burn them.
Yeah, I'll take your shit.
What size?
11 and a half.
All right. So,
I'll take those.
Yeah, we'll take the shoes.
Not the cheap $30 shits that y'all be buying bargaining shit.
Yeah.
Give me the good
shit.
I want
some like Shocks or something like
give me
Jordans.
The good shit.
Like something good. Too.
Show me that you were really supporting Nike like that. Send me some of them jogging suits, a couple LeBron jerseys, some Jordan jerseys.
Shoes, we'll decide if you're really a true Nike fan before that and if you have a real gripe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send us pictures of those shoes that you're going to burn. I guarantee you it's the Nikes that be in what's that store? Dunham's or something.
Oh,
on a
like
wall.
Marshall's?
Yeah, at the bottom and shit with just the N on it. You think they New Balance? Right. They're like, no, they're Nikes. You know, they're $25. Get them.
Size 12, give me the Jordan Retro 3s.
See what I'm saying? Jordan Retro 3s. Say drop.
Jonathan,
that's too specific.
Can you go Facebook Live real quick? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
The Jordan Retro 3s?
Do you even know? Do you know?
The Jordan Retro 3s?
Can you quiz Torian to see if he even knows what they are?
Quiz me. You know what, though?
He's about to Google
You know what,
it.
Though? I don't even wear Jordans, though. I don't support Jordan.
Why?
Because Jordan does not support the inner city. I worked on a project once when we were in a nonprofit organization in Southwest Detroit.
How much time?
We were rebuilding a park.
Mm-hmm. And we got Nike, like 10 minutes.
And Nike came. And they brought, like, at that point, it was the latest technology. They were taking the bottom of the shoes, recycling them, and making, like, safe playgrounds. So when people hit the ground, they bounce, kind of, you know? And we were redoing this park. And Nike came, helped us design it, brought us T-shirts, all types of crazy shit.
Nice.
All we wanted to do was put the Jordan logo.
Jonathan.
Jordan logo.
The Jordan logo in the middle of the basketball court and get Jordan backboards.
Right.
And Michael Jordan... They had to ask Jordan, and Jordan said, hell nah.
What a dick.
And if you're going to use my logo, you got to pay for it.
Wow. Okay, so you're not down for any charity.
Not doing
What kind of
no
celebrity
charity.
Are you? Kill None. Yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a fan.
So I'm not, wow. I don't support Jordan. I don't wear Jordan. What's up, man?
What's up? How you doing?
All right. So you want these Jordan Retro 3s?
Yes.
Yes? So we need you.
Yeah,
so,
that's the one with the mesh.
You said what?
That's the one with had the mesh on the side and the little clasp for where the shoelaces.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the little red clasp.
He doesn't know.
It is.
Yeah, I do know. No, yes, I do. I know what they are.
Yes,
trust
I
me.
Do.
Trust me. I know what all the Jordans are now. But I'm not going to.
It's not your thing.
Hey, it's not my thing. I don't support them.
That's your thing.
Yeah, now Air Max, a pair of Air Max 90s, a pair of 95s, you know what I'm saying? I do those all day long, you know what I'm saying? But Jordan, not my thing. Some ones, some
well,
crispy ones.
Well, you don't support him because he's a shitty person that doesn't want to help out kids.
Yeah, so,
how do you not want to help out kids?
Yeah.
How dead can you be inside?
What do you got to say, Jonathan?
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
I said, well, most athletes aren't good people. You don't ever want to meet your favorite athlete. You're not going to like them. But, you know, this whole boycotting Nike thing is absolutely ridiculous, but it's brilliant on Nike's part. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Marketing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was, like, it was said by an instructor that we had. It was like, the people that buy Nike are those that will stand in line, and the people that won't buy Nike are the ones that's going to go find it for $30 on sale and clearance.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
Nobody's burning Michael Jordan. No, nobody's burning right. Jordans on LeBron.
I want to see a pair of Jordans on fire on social media. I want to see a pair. Not even an old, dirty pair is getting burnt up. I guarantee you that.
Right.
And if they're going to burn them, it better be a brand new pair.
Go big or go home.
That's right. You're going to go big or go home. And then if you burn the Jordans, oh, well, your loss. You already paid for them.
Right.
So, okay, cool. Thanks. Burn them. Whatever. And then another thing, the dude from Nike.
He's going to go on for a long time, but thank you for contributing.
Well, and I mean, honestly, what's the point of burning something you already paid for? You don't hurt the company at all. They still got their money.
Right.
You're just burning your money.
That's like back in the day. Remember NWA? They were boycotting NWA, and they were burning the tapes.
Mm-mm, I don't even know how I remember. I don't remember that at all.
But this was on. Shit.
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
No,
I'm
no.
just saying I don't remember it.
But they were saying that, you know, we're not going to support NWA. You know,
why?
The president was all against it because of what they were saying. Fuck the police, you know, and all that.
Oh,
shit. So everybody's like, we burning your albums. So they taking, you know, this big ass pile of fucking records and tapes. And they
you already
it on
gave
fire.
Me your money.
Right. And that's what Eazy-E said. He said, well, shit,
who
you
cares?
Already paid for it. So I don't care what you do. Burn it if you want to.
And, you know, that's been my trouble is like, I think with social media, everyone's been pissed about the whole people attacking each other. I feel like this is the first time I've been on social media, and I didn't really see all this, like, fighting. And I don't know if it's my settings or what, or if it's just, like—
I think it's my settings for sure, because I didn't see any of the, like, bitching about Nike when I went on Facebook yesterday while I was at work, you know?
I mean, it's been
and
all
maybe,
over the place.
You know what? Nike and Facebook maybe have, like, said, okay, let's do something to just kind of, like, raise awareness.
I think it's our setting. Like, if we were Trump supporters, I mean, we would be seeing that everywhere because that would be the audience.
And then Nike and Facebook probably had something in, like, connection because even if you're looking at stuff, and I'm actually, you know, again, I work in Southwest
Detroit. You
think
Nike came along and said, let's ride this political wave?
But I mean, I would think if that were the case, because I'm classified like by Facebook as a liberal, because I've posted more liberal shit than I have anything regarding Trump, because I think he's a piece of shit, because he is.
Right.
Like,
I like it.
You would think that I would be seeing that everywhere if Nike was trying to use that as advertising on Facebook.
Well, we
used to. Like Trump supporters, I'm seeing it doesn't matter. They're burning their shoes that they already paid for, you dumbasses.
Right.
Like, they're not going to go buy Nikes.
And that's
but you would
crazy
think they
part.
Would be reaching out to liberals, and we would be seeing it all over our wall. Because
and
we'd be
not.
Like, oh, we're going to go support Nike and buy Nike because Colin and
it's not happening.
Trump.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, one, we're not seeing it on social media. Like, when anything big happens, it's like all you see in your newsfeed is, like, everybody fighting each other. And it's not happening. And, I mean, I'm just – and everyone who knows Doris goes deeper than anything to look at stuff, is even with Aretha Franklin, her funeral. That was
the longest fucking funeral.
It
in
was
the
so long.
Funerals. I don't know. That shit was
it
a job, though. It was
like
8 hours.
Oh, wow. But
it was a work day.
But you saw all these memes about Ariana Grande. You saw it about Bill Clinton. And then here subtly.
Why? Because homeboy was gripping on her titty with his finger.
Right. But subtly.
Yeah,
subtle.
You can see his fingers going like this. I was like, oh, that's some crazy
okay,
shit.
Okay, let me finish this
sorry,
one part.
Sorry.
I just have to finish this part. Is subtly, John McCain.
What?
A Republican.
Yeah.
had his funeral at the same time. But there was no like
big... It wasn't the same day.
No, at the same time.
Yeah.
But there was no really big things, and it was about collaboration for Republicans and how it was like Obama, Michelle Obama, Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all sat in a row and how
they both talked.
Bush gave like a mint to Michelle Obama. Michelle held the hand. And it's like, okay, wait a second. Is this meaning that people are starting to kind of come out a little bit more? Is it starting in the media of like this whole like difference thing of trying to find like a balance between the two?
I don't think so. I think that you're going to have these are the small circles, right, of different conversations. So I think like just like you said, if you are more of a political person, I mean, of course you're going to get the Nike Kaepernick thing or, you know, whatever. And I'm sure Facebook does its analytics or whatever the fuck it does, and it figures out.
It does.
You've looked at Nike shit. You looked at this. And they're going to throw that
in your face. If you go into your settings, you can see that it actually categorizes. Like, there's a category of who you are as a person based on who you're following, the apps that you have, and everything. Mm-hmm. And it will tell you that this is the type of person you are. And that's when Facebook and, you know, with social media, we do it at the school, is how you can target people.
But you got your groups of people that, you know, care about certain things, right? And, I mean, of course, anybody who is listening, who has something to say about Trump or something like that, I mean, of course, or have some, you know, either on either side of that, is going to have something to say. And most people got somebody on their Facebook that talks shit.
Can I ask a question? When's the last time you've been mad at Trump?
When is the last time I've been mad at Trump? I can't even.
Both of you.
I can't even bring myself to.
When's the last time you've been mad at Trump?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Why?
Because he fucking gets away with murder. Every day is a
scandal.
When's
the last time you've been.
Yeah, every day is a scandal.
When's the last time you've been mad at Trump?
Last night when I was watching the reports about the book that came out from the guy that wrote the book about Reagan, about Watergate and everything like that and all the shit he said. And then somebody confirmed it from Trump's cabinet. Granted, they stayed anonymous because that's smart, because he'll try to have you killed, because that's what he tries to do to everybody.
Hey, what's Rosie O'Donnell's husband's name?
Wait, can I say my answer?
He's got a show coming out about that.
Okay. Though. So my answer is, I haven't been mad at Trump. You know why?
Why?
I haven't seen anything of Trump on my Facebook.
Nothing?
Nothing. I have not seen anything of Trump. I have not. I don't watch the news. I don't have a TV, so I don't
get to see any of it. Oh, okay. So you're kind of cut off.
So I have not seen anything. And guess what?
What?
I haven't been pissed. I really haven't been pissed because I have seen nothing of Trump where it's in my feed or it's showing up of something that pisses me off.
Well, I got to catch some CNN. I got to catch me a little bit. I'm looking.
I don't have a
news
TV,
feed.
So
yeah. See, but I'm searching for stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like that's right. I'm actively looking for this stuff.
You don't know because, what's going on in world.
Yeah,
on.
Because and then I work with a lot of politicians and stuff like that. So. It's good to be able to talk about a lot of different things, right?
And I haven't seen anything of Trump. Really, I haven't. And it's like, it kind of feels like, I'm like,
I'm
free. Okay. I don't have to hear, this is going to be whatever.
He doesn't even talk anymore, really. He just fucking tweets and people defend him. That's it. That really, like,
and I'm not on Twitter.
He says, I don't tweet either. I hate that.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't tweet. I'm not a tweeter.
I'm on it. I just don't use it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen his stuff.
Yeah.
And guess what?
You're not angry about him.
I'm not. Because you forget. You know, it's like a it's like a bad breakup, right? As if the person's calling you and you're calling them, you're thinking about them. Mm-hmm. And then time goes on and you find something else or you find whatever and you're just like, I forgot about this. And then something shows up. It's even like what we were talking about with my dad outside. It was like you forget, even when someone passes away, right? You forget about them and something shows up. And then you're like, oh, crap. I forgot about this whole thing. Even if it's a loving person.
Sometimes I wish I could forget about him being the president.
Makes two of us. But then, I mean, okay. So I didn't know anything about anything until I got home last night from work and Chris was watching like everything about it. He's like, did you hear what happened? I'm like, no, like I haven't had time to like around on Facebook or whatever and social media and look for stuff. So he's like, well, this is what happened. I'm like, well, I mean, it's not really shocking because
that's fucked up though. Like,
well, yeah, I feel like I should be surprised by something like
nothing
that.
Nothing is surprising.
Also at the same point, I mean, Okay, he's a garbage human. Okay, but at the same time, at least the cabinet can control what's happening right now with him in office because he doesn't know what he's doing, right? If Pence gets in there,
oh, it's over.
Like, right, that's the issue. He knows what he's doing. He has history in politics.
Right.
Trump doesn't. And, I mean, they're both garbage humans. Trump is probably more he's more outright racist.
Can I put,
and
can I put this on record?
What?
And we can go back to the show 45, right?
Okay.
Something is going to happen big with Trump. And I'm going to tell you because he's been really quiet.
How did you guess that?
No. No. Well, I'm not going to say big in that way. I'm going to say a shift. There's going to be something where he's going to either support something of a black movement, Latino movement, Arab movement. He is going to
That's
do
never
something.
Gonna happen, I don't think.
But you know what? That's government. And I'm putting this
but
on
he's
record.
Not government.
Listen, if I lose, I will give both of you $20 that there's not going to be some type of news of Donald Trump that people are going to go, oh, you know what? Maybe I was
negative.
Maybe I was wrong.
I don't see
it
happening.
It's okay. I will give you both $20 if it doesn't.
I will gladly pay $20 myself. For him to do something that's at least slightly human and or smart.
I will pay you guys both. And I think this, you know, he's a media marketing kind of move. I guarantee you, even with this, like I said, I always just kind of put feelers out there. I feel like with this Nike thing, I feel like with the everything, there's something going on and I haven't seen Trump and there's a reason for it that there's something that he's going to try to do to be like, I believe in the people.
No,
I believe in bringing us together.
I don't think that Trump could even
I know.
Do
I'm
that.
Just saying.
I don't, it's not believable. Like, cause you got to think about it. If he does something like that, he's so far down in the fucking hole. Like, that's not even believable. It's like, dude, come on, man. Eat a dick. Like, you really just came up. You just really just choked that
one
up.
Okay. If he doesn't, I will both give you
$20. And you're saying that the public has to be like, oh my God, maybe he's not a bad human and not just his supporters. Yeah.
I don't know if I have a time. I'm sorry. I don't know.
You got to come with a timeline because he's got a timeline.
So can we at least, what are we going to put it to?
30 days.
30 days. In the next 30 days.
Yes.
Fair.
I kind of feel bad at the fact I'm about to take your money.
I don't. I do not feel bad about
that. No prostitution shame. Strip club. No, I'll get you. I got you, girl. But I feel that confident. Is there something going to come out where Trump's going to be like, you know, he's still going to tie in with his followers because nobody forgets their followers. But he's going to find a way for something either, you know, I think of a staircase. You don't just get right to the top of the staircase. He's going to do something that gets him to a next level of the staircase. And maybe government people, I mean, we look at work, right? When you have an asshole at work,
this makes sense.
When you have an asshole at work or if your CEO is an asshole,
right?
People start plotting, right?
Yeah.
And people start going and saying,
oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
People collectively try to get you fired.
Well, that's what's happening in the White House right now.
Yep.
They're starting to plot. Everybody's getting out while they can. People are starting to bring out tapes and videos and conversations. So that's what's happening now. It's imploding.
And people start being stronger.
Yeah, but I don't think Trump is going to be able to.
No, but he's going to get mind fucked.
He's already mind fucked himself.
He's there. I honestly think the guy has some form of dementia, to be completely honest, because the shit that comes out of his mouth sometimes just doesn't make sense. It's like he took two different subjects, two different sentences, and just smashed them together. And you're like,
I love to see the people who sit next to him, who support him. They're just like, mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, and you're like, but he didn't make sense. Why are you agreeing and nodding?
I did not say I agree. I didn't say I did disagreed. You know, I just think he's working on it.
And maybe that's his own self.
Yeah.
And you know what my mom always tells me?
What?
You know, Donald Trump has never done drugs and he doesn't drink alcohol. I'm like,
I mean, that's even worse because you sober are like a piece of shit.
Right. He's a piece of shit without alcohol or drugs. Right. So.
I'm like, that's because that's this motherfucker doesn't even know how to get down deep into his soul, which me being a life coach is like, you got to get deep into your soul. This guy doesn't even know how
to
get deep.
First, you have to have one.
Yeah. First, you got to have one of those. I think Donald Trump is like not, he doesn't need any alcohol.
He has a soul.
To be a
Everybody
piece of shit
has a soul.
That he is. Like, he's raping women and doing all type of shit.
Naturally that way.
It's like grabbing them by the pussy without even smoking
a
joint.
And so is the pastor at
shit,
Detroit.
Him too. Him too. Shit, I'm not giving him a break. I'm just saying, everybody is. How much time we got, Jessica?
5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes. Let's not talk about Trump for the last 5 minutes.
Should we end it happy?
Yeah.
What's happy? Happy?
What's happening that's happy right now? Ford Motor Company bought... That's old, though. Everybody knows Ford Motor Company is coming, right? You know that. Ford Motor Company is coming to Detroit.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they bought the train station.
That's I love squirrels.
Oh, awesome.
You love squirrels? Is that a happy moment?
Tree rats.
That's my
rats.
Happy moment. Now you're
here. I love to call them tree rats. It makes me happy.
I literally, we were talking about this they're outside. Adorable, it's like, I was like, I feed squirrels. It's just one of my happy places. And I haven't seen them like for a while. And I was like, I saw like 12. And I was like, everybody come close to me. And everyone knows. Like, if you go to my Instagram, you go to my Facebook, like, I have so many posts of squirrels. And I'm like,
the ghetto
hello. Hello. Hello.
Cinderella.
Snow White and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Come to I am a living Snow White because even yesterday, I had like text messages coming through and they were so freaking negative. I could feel the energy.
Yeah.
And this bee, like, you know how your screen looks for your window, right?
Yeah.
This bee, I look at it and it's holding the screen like this and it's faced me. And I'm like,
can you see all its eyes?
Yeah, you could see it. It was staring at me. I'm like, you're dead. You're dead. You're dying right now. I am your last hope of anything. And it's staring at me and I'm drinking my cup of coffee. I do that like in the window in the morning and it's just staring at me. And then I started thinking about things that I said in the morning and I was talking to Sherry, who's like my mentor, my coach, my mom.
Is this
everything.
Before the meeting in the morning when I wasn't answering the phone?
And I'm calling Torian because Torian told me we had this meeting at 2:30 and I'm getting text messages at 8:00, running late, we'll be there soon. And I'm like,
yeah, what? It was supposed to be
meeting. What meeting do we have? Torian told me 2:30. So I'm calling Torian. Torian's not answering. And this
I was having a concert, by the way.
And
you were having a concert.
You weren't
a
even
car
there
concert.
Yet.
A car.
So I go on his Facebook and I see the emoji. I see the emoji of the hand on the face, skull face, that, and I'm like, oh, crap. Fuck. No, yeah. He's having a bad day.
No, I fell up the stairs. I fell going up the stairs.
How do you do that?
My feet were wet. I was coming out the shower
and he fell down. So this bee, I'm looking at it. The whole morning I said, I'm going to be this. I'm not going to be that. I don't want to
be.
I kept saying,
reference.
I was like, I don't want to be in this energy. I don't want to be here. I don't want to listen because I felt like the text messages
were so strong.
And the
bee was just sitting there looking at
you. And the bee was like,
yeah, you called me.
Right.
And it was like holding on to the screen looking at me. And I'm like,
he said, I want to sting you right now.
And I'm like, and I'm like,
shit about me.
Right. And I'm like, you're dead. You're going to die. You're falling on the floor.
He's like,
I called Torian. Torian's not answering. And then one of the people called me and they're like, got in a car accident. And
oh, that's Sherry.
Like,
yeah.
And Sherry got in a car accident. And Chris is like, I can't deal with this stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to be. And then you see this bee just fly off. And I'm like, all right, fucked hard, whatever you just did. But it was like one of those weird days. And then I got bit by a mosquito. And I got bit. Like, it was kind of like this weird energy. But it ended up being like a really, like, really, really good day of like different like stuff. And I'm like, man, how many times do we neglect small signs that show up in our life that is like, will you stop just being in your head so much and start being just you of whatever you are?
Let me tell you what I was doing. You know what I was doing when she was being?
Will you tell him to just be?
I was in my car, stuck in traffic. But was I angry? No. I was late for a meeting.
I wish I could.
But was I upset? No, I wasn't. My XM radio was working, and guess what I was doing? I was having a fucking concert right there on 94, headed to Detroit, and everybody around me was invited. I had a whole crowd of people just watching me. I'm singing all these songs on the radio. I'm looking over. My windows are all down because it's hot as shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm singing like a motherfucker, and people are like, I look over, and this lady's like, I'm like, yeah.
And meanwhile, I already called you. How many times? Like 12
times.
I was like, motherfucker, I'm going to kick your ass and I'm going to kill you because I don't know if there's a meeting at 9. I don't know if it's at 9:30 because everyone's like, I'm running late. I'll be there. And all these people are texting me. And meanwhile, I'm thinking 2:30. This is the meeting.
Come on,
he won't answer my phone. And then I can't.
Why is he having a car concert?
And I can't call Sherry because she's been in an accident. Right? Because
I do you call Jay-Z when he's on stage?
No. So I couldn't call I couldn't call Sherry because she's been in an accident, right? And then Chris's phone is going straight to voicemail. And then finally Sherry like texts like Noah's gonna be there. And finally I talk to Noah and he's like, yeah, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And then I go online.
Do you have it right now?
I don't know. Oh yes.
She has it. That's my concert. Live.
It's her concert.
I see this. I'm like, dude, I just called you 12 times.
And I'm shouting people out while I'm singing too. Like I see you out there in the audience. And I'm shouting people out. See? Yeah. Yeah. I was lip singing for a minute, and then I got right into it, you know? Yeah, I see Rob. Yeah. This is good. You know,
this is what I see.
I had two different songs I put on there. I decided to share with the world. Yeah. You know, but it was a little intimate concert.
I see that.
With a few motorists and myself. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Look at
me. Are you really mad after you saw this, though? Because how can you be mad with that?
No, he walked in and I was like, I'm so mad at you. But I was like, it was actually
that was also really entertaining.
I had people calling and even Curtis was like, dude, are you serious right now? I'm like, yes. And he's like, all right, I'm with it. I'm digging it. Everybody loves a good car concert. You know what? Today I was a little bit annoyed because it was raining and I wanted to give another car concert. I said, this is going to be even better today. I'm about to ride out and it was playing.
You didn't do it. Mother Nature was like, nah.
Yeah, Mother Nature wasn't feeling it. She rained on my concert. So we canceled it. But tomorrow at around 8:30, if you're hitting on 94,
that's
going downtown.
Friday, September, what?
What is that?
6th? Yeah, September 6th.
September 6th?
7th.
Friday, September 7th.
6 or 7, just follow off.
Yeah.
Just follow Torian.
Friday, September 7th, 94 going east, if you can catch me.
Okay, I have to use the restroom. I can't. All right.
Wait, can we wrap?
Go.
Yeah.
Because we're way over.
Oh, okay, well, we're way over. All right, so we see you again next Thursday, or you can catch me tomorrow live in concert on 94 hitting downtown Detroit. I'll be singing your favorite jams from the old school, only 80s hits, only right here, Build Network, only on Podcast Detroit.